Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Vince, when you sit at home by yourself, India's gone to bed.
Mm. Do I flip my bean?
I'm glad that we set off part two just as we ended part one. No, okay. But what I was thinking, what do you cook yourself? What is your, like, do you have an evening routine or a morning routine?
Yes, I have a both routine.
Okay,
but
tell
it's
me.
Really boring, Jay.
No, it's not boring. It's interesting.
It's so boring.
Listen, we have a lot of, I promise you, we have a lot of young mummies out there, single mothers who love to understand, because a lot of people who listen to this podcast are either sitting at home with their children and want to know a lot of things. And so you're a perfect example for
this.
Well,
India's routine is dinner at 5, bit of playtime, bath time at 6, bit of playtime, bottle, bed at 7. I'll probably get up a couple
bed
of times.
Bed at 7's late, you relaxed mum.
Bed at 7 is a good time.
My kids are going to bed at 3 in the afternoon and they're not waking up until 8 in the morning.
They have a lunchtime nap as well for 2 hours.
My kids are having one meal a day, breakfast, then they're to bed. That's it. And you call me sir and that is it. I'm not your daddy, you call me sir. That's what I'm going to be like.
That's why your wife will be in charge of the kids, I hope.
Yeah, all mothers are just that there. That's, you know, dads are there, but babies love their mummies.
They do love their mummies.
I see it with Spenny and Vogue's baby. I make a joke to Spen all the time. When
but they've been living in their mummy's tummy for 9 months.
Yeah.
So, like, they've got that natural bond with them already. And then obviously, it's a motherly instinct. Like, I know when India is about to cry, like, I can hear her crying before she actually cries. Like, it's weird. And I just...
No, you can't.
Yeah. Mothers can only hear their baby cry. If India was probably upstairs, I'd be able to hear her 100%. No one else would be able to hear her. It's happened so many times with my friends.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's like, it's an instinct, and B, it's like I think it's like a thing and built in you where you can always hear your baby cry.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Oh, so you have like a sixth sense with your child.
Yeah. But also, I will wake up seconds before she'll wake up every morning. It's really weird.
Do you think because of your circumstances and your situation and the fact that it was a surprise, and also, and you have spoken about this openly, you know, India was a blessing to you because you know, and you can explain that better, but you had an issue with your...
Oh, yeah. I had... This is why I always say to girls, I need to go and get smear tests, because I actually had an early smear because I was complaining of tummy pains again. My mum was just sent me over to Harley Street to get it done, and I had precancerous cells, CIN3, I think. I can't remember the actual like terminology, but it was like the worst type. So I had to get some of my cervix removed, not a lot, but some of my cervix, and get them removed. And I'm in the clear now, but it was really scary because, like you said, I've always been very maternal. And I've always wanted a family. So when I had to get, and it's not like it wasn't a huge amount of my wool removed, but it means basically that when you do get pregnant, the cells, or I can't remember the words, but it hasn't got much to hang on to. It reduces your chances of getting pregnant or keeping a baby.
And scary, right?
Yeah, terrifying. And it's also not that comfortable.
I can imagine. And so, but then you fell pregnant with India. And so you have, and so, like I said, with your circumstances and all that situation going on, do you think, is that why you have such an amazing bond with your daughter?
I just think, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that's because of the circumstances. I just think, I think all mums...
My mum didn't love me. She hated me. Yeah, fuck you, Penny.
I know that's not true. Penny loves you. You're like her naughty little boy.
But you do, you have this amazing bond with India. And also, as you know, I meet lots of, because we know now, I know we both know lots of mums now.
Yeah.
But they always say, yeah, Binky's the best mum.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they always rave about you. You know, Lil, all those people rave about you because you're just so relaxed.
Yeah, I'm a chilled mum.
You're a chilled mum.
I'm definitely a chilled mum.
You let India play with knives. Yeah, with guns.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Go and play with that gunpowder. You go and have a fun time with that. Obviously, I'm kidding. Hello everyone, welcome back to part two of Private Parts with Binky Felsted.
Mofos.
Binks, I want to ask you as well. Listen, you aren't just a TV star. You're not just a cool mum. You're also a freaking entrepreneur.
Mm.
We got to get into this.
Oh,
here we go.
Never ask.
Here we go. So you have set up Mummy Tribe.
Yes.
Why don't you explain Mummy Tribe?
So Mummy Tribe is basically, I try not to bore you all, really, really say this very quickly.
No, it's not. No, don't. Honestly, trust me.
Let's
make it really long. Hey, Ray. Hey, podcasters, settle in for another 2 hours on Mummy Tribe.
Plug, plug, plug.
This is your baby.
No, this is my baby. This is my passion project. It's basically called Mummy Tribe. It's a retreat. A wellness retreat for new mums to come with their babies. It's always in the countryside. It's during the week for 3 days, and you come with your baby, about 15 mums, and you have a full-time creche team looking after your baby whilst you're kind of getting back into fitness. You get, you know, spa treatments, you get a counsellor, you get a physiotherapist, a psychotherapist, and it's basically everything under one roof. You get cooking lessons, and like I said, a lot of mums have come to this retreat, our retreat, and sat upstairs with the psychotherapists and literally not come downstairs for 3 hours because they've learnt that they've got postnatal depression, they've never realised before, they've been feeling low, and they're basically kind of getting all these answers and help that they need, because I think it's very lonely. It can be very lonely being a mum, and everyone thinks that they're on their own and no one else is going through it, or they think they're really rubbish mothers, which is so sad. Postnatal depression is like one of three mothers, apparently. It's really, really, I had no idea how big it was. Like, it's terrifying.
Well, Louis Theroux just did this big documentary on postnatal
depression. Yeah.
I thought it was postnatal, but it's postnatal depression. And he did a whole thing about all these mothers that go through psychosis, all these different things, and it's terrible that they experience. So Mummy Tribe, that's insane that you basically get a group of mothers together and you give them everything. And it's basically to come together on a whole and just have...
Well, you've got everything under one roof. And I think there's no handbook to be the perfect parent. We all know that. But you've got, like, well, before, even little things, like before you get back into exercise, you have to do a check. So you have a physio check and you put...
Why do you have to do a check?
Because you've had a baby, like, pushing against your womb for the last 9 months, and you don't want to do star jumps because you'll wet yourself. This is what you learn.
Mm-hmm.
And like something like a sleep coach, these are like mummy gurus. These women are just, they're sent from above to help your baby sleep through the night.
Basically Mary Poppins.
Yeah, we get Mary Poppins coming to the retreat, every retreat, and our mums have come away like saying that their lives have been completely changed and how grateful they are. And half of them are crying. I'm crying. So I'm like, this is, you know, I'm not making money from this retreat. Mm. I'd like to one day, obviously. But
you're building a brand.
But I'm building a brand. But also it's just so rewarding. And we're helping mums, and that's the main thing. And we're going to try and make it more than once every month, and start doing day retreats as well, and like get inspiring speakers, like entrepreneurial mums come and chat over lunch, and getting mummies off social media and actually meeting a person. Like I said, it can be so lonely, and it's been a real success, and I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of
you
it.
You should be. And hold on, just quickly. So you do one a month.
That's wrong. One a season. So one, yeah. Four a year
at the moment. Like, you do 4 year. And how many mothers normally come to these things?
So it's 15 mums.
15 mums. So you have to be quick to the mark.
Yeah.
Can anyone come?
Anyone can come.
So I can come.
You can't come because you haven't got a vagina.
Well.
Ah. actually, the jury is out on that one.
Yeah. Well, listen, who knows? I could have one. But that's incredible. And what a sense of purpose that gives you. The fact that you are helping all these mothers. People come there. And the reviews of the place have been incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone really loves that.
Yeah.
And the fact that you are out there. And I say this a lot, and it probably bores all of our listeners. But there are two types of happiness. Happiness is where about wealth and all these different things. But the other happiness is, which everyone should go for, is about purpose and love and relationships and helping individuals.
You know, we've got a platform, obviously, to be able to try and help other people. And I feel like, because when I got pregnant, I wanted to go on a boot camp and, you know, get myself feeling good, you know, back to normal and giving myself some time back. Because obviously when you're a mum, you put yourself second. And there wasn't a boot camp that had, it was a boot camp idea at that time, but now it's like a wellness retreat. But there was nothing out there like it where you can take your baby to, because I'm not going to want to leave India for 3 days, 4 days. I want her to come with me, be looked after by the best creche team possible, and get a little bit of me time back, look after myself again. You know, we've got women, we give them about 3 bottles of wine each in the evening, and they all sit around this long table and they just go, oh my God, my husband and I feel like we're about to divorce. I fucking hate him. He's been a complete shit and I don't feel like I'm sleeping. And he's just going off to work every morning, happy as Larry, leaving me with the shitty nappies and this baby. I'm going mad, like I want to cry. And they're going, don't worry, mine does the same. And everyone's going, oh my God, you feel like that too? We're not like, they realize they're not alone in what they think. And it's just so amazing because they all come together going, ah, okay, it's normal. We feel that's normal.
And it makes it, and talking about those kind of situations is so important.
Yeah, of course it is. You must never, ever keep it in.
And you spoke about having counselling and things like the psychotherapist. What are your thoughts on therapy and things like that?
Oh God, it's great. I think everyone needs a therapist.
Thank you very much. I couldn't agree more. Therapy is one of the best things in the
entire world. Americans have got it right in that case.
They have got it right. And so you had therapy and that helped you a lot, right?
Oh, not with India. I've had therapy all my life.
Yeah, have you? So you had it and it really helped you, right?
Yeah. God, yeah. Like, I think everyone needs to have someone to talk. And I've got a mummy who's also like, you know, mummy, she's like a bit of a counsellor to me anyway. I speak to her every day. But sometimes she can be a little bit biased, and I want someone who's not biased to have an opinion. Like, if I'm being a dick, I want to be told I'm being a dick, and I'm going to need like constructive advice, not just being told I'm right all the time. And mummy has a tendency, as I'm sure all mummies do, have a tendency to make me feel like I'm always in the right. So it's good to go see a therapist to kind of get a general perspective on the situation.
I remember I was with your mum once and she brought out her crystal I had to ask her a question. She said, Jamie, I can answer this question for you. Let's see which way the crystal swings.
Yeah, it's called a pendulum.
And it swung.
Left or right?
It swung in the way that I didn't want it to swing.
Oh, did it? What was the question?
I can't remember. I just remember going like, I don't want it to swing that way. So I tried to blur it the other way. I was like, no, trying to get it to do a reverse.
No, she gets the pendulum out quite a lot.
But your mum is very spiritual.
Yeah,
she,
we all are.
But why? Do you feel like you have a sense of like spirits and sense of like, what do you feel?
I just feel like everyone's being looked after and protected. And that is a really nice thing to know. If you're going through a really shit time, it's like almost like a kind of secret club that you kind of just got, you know, that's, you don't have to worry because you're going to be fine. Like, and if you believe in that if you're a nice, kind person and you believe in that shit, I think, you know, I've had stuff going on, as you know, where I could really freak out and lose my shit. But I just believe I'm being looked after.
It's interesting. So.
Easier to say. It's obviously, some people are like, well, then why does bad things happen to us?
But that's just life. I think that happens to kind of everyone, right?
And yeah, there are lots of bad
things. And obviously it's more extremes, right? There's a lot of people out there who experience some terrible things and they're such amazing people and it shouldn't happen to them. But life is not easy at all sometimes.
And I think it's just how you deal with the situations. And if like, I mean, yeah, I can't obviously speak for everyone, but, and obviously a lot of people look at my life and be like, oh, you've had nothing happen to you. But everything's relative.
But Binks, you have, and I think that's wrong of you. I think everything is relative, but also you've had so much stuff happen to you in your life. You know, you came from a divorced family. You've had breakups. You've had, you're a single mum.
We've all had it, haven't we?
We have all had it, but I don't think you should put yourself down in that sense and say, no, my life is so easy. It's not at all. Your life is not easy in any way.
Well, do you find people judge you for being Jamie Lang, being an entrepreneur, having amazing like businesses, successful? Do you find that people are jealous of you?
I don't think they're jealous. I don't know if it's a jealousy thing. I think what the hurdle that I have to cross a lot of the time is the fact that people think that everything was just served to me on a plate.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, that's what I hate.
And you have exactly the same thing. And it's really not
because we're from Made in Chelsea and everyone thinks that we were born in silver spoons in our mouth.
Well, exactly. They think Made in Chelsea was, yeah, was a TV show about, you know, privileged kids who didn't work and lived off their parents' money. And yes, we are, and we're very privileged in our lives.
We had a great, like, you know, nice education, but I've never been given a penny since I was like 15.
There you go, totally, man. And so I think that, and also there's this sense that I'm heir to McVitie's fortune. I mean, if
just go along with that, babe.
Yeah, yeah, hey.
Keep going with that.
I am loaded, motherfuckers. I just have all that money just stored away for a good day. No, my great grandfather started McVitie's. And it was very successful, and my grandfather made a lot of money from it. My father inherited money, and we are very privileged in many different ways. However, when I started my business, I wasn't given any money, nothing at all, and I started on a shoestring budget, as lots of people did. You know, yes, I had a social media following and stuff for that, but the biggest thing I have to get over is having to kind of jump over those hurdles and say, you know what, I wasn't really given everything. If I was given a book to write, the title would always be "They Thought It Was Just Luck." Yeah, it's true, because a lot of stuff is luck, but a lot of stuff isn't. And, you know, and with you, Binks, you're freaking hardworking. You've done so much with your life, and a lot of people just think, they go, well, she was on Made in Chelsea, of course that's going to happen. That's not true at all.
Yeah. Also, you push it. Like, you got to, we've been given this amazing platform and, you know, start. And then, of course, you know, if you're going to make, if you're going to do anything, you try and make the most of it, right?
That is totally it. I want to know one thing, though, quickly, because I haven't asked you this. When you're pregnant.
Yes.
Can you have sex?
Yes, of course you can. I didn't think you could, though, because when I was I had India induced, which means I booked in a date.
You had her induced?
Yeah, induced.
Oh, like,
so basically,
you gave birth in Ribena.
Her birth was supposed to fall on my birthday, and I was like, there's no friggin' way that this kid is coming out on my birthday. This is my birthday.
I'm the queen, and nothing is happening on my day.
Exactly. So I literally was, and also I'm terrified of pain. So I
14th of June. Here we go. 1990.
1990. How do you know that then, Jamie?
Because
Alex Mittens.
No, you're my best friend, and of course I know my best friend's birthday. And another guy.
He knows that because Alex Mittens' birthday is exactly the same day as mine and the same year as mine. We both got the same name, and he said it was meant to be.
I don't even like that guy. Don't like him. But so you didn't want India to be on your birthday.
So no, I was like, no, this birthday is my birthday. So I got her induced, which basically meant I had my waters broken, I got the epidural put in, blah, blah, blah. And so she came out 2 days before my birthday.
Is it sore?
What, my ninny?
Is your vagina sore now?
My vagina's great now. It's not sore anymore.
But
wait until you hear about the first poo, though, after having a baby.
I want to hear this. Okay, I can't wait. When you obviously, you know, is it sore when it comes out?
So I had an epidural, which was a big needle going to my spine, so I couldn't feel any.
Sorry?
Not my spine, but my back.
Oh my God. How big is this needle?
It's quite a long one. Quite a long one. But it's either that or you're going through the most painful birthing situation. Like I'm terrified of pain. So I elected for an epidural, which meant I could feel my contractions. They weren't like horrific, but if they got horrific, they just put more epidural into my back, so painkiller into my back, so yeah. I couldn't feel them as much.
And there's probably a lot of people, it's so funny how there's so many people out there go, why did you do that? You know, all those
kind of, God, yeah, there's each, so many mumblers. Do you know
each
what?
Individual to their own. Whatever they want to do, it's their body, let them do it.
There's one thing that I will warn any mummy to be, is that you're going to get a lot of mummy police and mum shamers. Tell them to fuck off, honestly. Because you're going to get a lot of, I can't believe you did that, or I can't believe you're doing it this way. And that's the one thing that I can't stand, but actually, whatever. But it's the best decision I made.
I have a friend who he didn't give birth, but his beautiful wife gave birth. And I spoke to him about it. And I said, what was it like? And he went, buddy, you know, it's a beautiful thing to watch your child come into the world, but I wouldn't go down, and have a look. And I went, well, and he went, it looks like an abattoir. I went, sorry. It was really quite intimidating to see so much blood and things like that. Like, you don't really expect
guys
it.
Guys say it's like watching your favourite pub burn down. I never let Josh look down there.
It's like watching your favourite pub burn down.
Yeah.
Okay, and then sex afterwards. So when you're pregnant, you can have sex.
I can't remember how long you have to wait, like a month, I think. I mean,
you can have sex before when the baby's there.
I think your vag just needs to like heal a little bit. But before, and the last thing you want to do as a mum is have a willy put in your ninny after just giving a birth. Like it's just probably blozzers up until then would be fine.
Really?
Yeah.
But wait, when the baby's still in you, when you're pregnant, you can still have sex.
Well, I was going back to this because basically when I went in for this induction, they had to, honestly, if I get anyone saying, I can't believe you said it like this, I can't remember the terminology that they used, but I had to get my gynae's fingers put up my ninny to see to feel the baby's head. And if he could feel India's head by putting his fingers up there, imagine if you have a willy going up there. Like, it'd be prodding the baby in the skull, but apparently there's like a sack that protects it.
But you can put your whole hand up. You're like one of those cow. I spoke to Tom Reed Wilson the other day. He's a guy from Celebs Go Dating. He spoke about, he's such a nice guy.
He's got an amazing voice.
And he spoke about when cows give birth, and the people who look after that, they do exactly the same. They put their hand in and the cows moo, moo. They don't like it. They moo. And then you go past the sphincter and the cows go moo. And then you...
That's what happened with your glow stick.
My glow stick. I was mooing a lot with my glow stick. And then when it passed the sphincter, I really
you
mooed.
You really mooed. Do your moo that you did.
Moo. It's amazing, but it's amazing, but it's incredible. It's just incredible that what I find so fascinating, and I cannot wait to that moment that if I am lucky enough to find someone who is willing to be with me and give birth to my child and have that experience. I think for me that is the ultimate thing in life. It was amazing. I went to this my friend. I said this on podcast before, but basically I learned that in life the reason to live is to love, and to love a friend or a loved one or your child, whatever it is. And for me to have kids and do things like that, it would be the most amazing gift. And so Binks, I'm internally jealous of you that you have such a beautiful daughter and you have such like a wonderful aura about you, and you're looking so freaking great at the moment, man.
Thank you.
Dude, I am proud of you.
Thanks, Jay.
We got to just answer a couple of questions we got from social, because we haven't done this in a while. And hey, listener, you are freaking cool, by the way. You're cool that you hang out with me on podcasts. You're cool that you still like it. So we're going to answer some of your questions. Right, here we go. We have one from Aish Yesiat. That's how you pronounce it. What's the funniest memory you have of you and Jamie?
Oh.
Can you think of one that we have? Let me try and think.
The funniest one.
What is the funniest one that we have together?
Well, I think it must have been in Cannes got really drunk. I think it was one of the first nights. And
when Alex Mitten was running
around
naked.
You were dancing naked on our table.
That was it.
I've got videos actually of it, which we could actually post on your podcast.
We're not posting anything of me naked.
If you want to see it, let us know.
Have you ever seen me naked before, Binks?
I've seen your penis more times than I've seen anyone else's.
I'm naked.
I don't know why you get it out so much. It's not even that impressive. I've seen it as it's grown as well, because there's a picture on the internet if anyone hasn't seen it.
As
that.
I get an erection, you've watched it.
No. As in, there's a picture on the internet. If you want to see Jamie's penis erect, just go Google Jamie Lang's penis.
Yeah, Binks has it on one of her saved internet tabs. She just goes to that every single time. She's alone in the evening.
Yeah, I do.
She's like, what up, Jamie?
One for the wag bag.
Okay, we got another one from the same person. What's the funniest thing India has done which is naughty, but you can't help but laugh?
She's very, very, she loves going through mummy's makeup bag and finding very expensive makeup and putting it all over her face.
Does she just find the makeup bag and just do it?
She finds everything. Like Sudocrem, apparently it's like a rite of passage. It's happened. I put a picture of it on Instagram.
I saw it. Go and check out Binky's Instagram, Binky Felstead. It is adorable.
It's just India with Sudocrem all over her face, and she's crying because it's obviously stinging. But I thought, do you know what? You're a plonker. I'm just going to take a picture of you. But then I put it on Instagram, and everyone was like, oh my God, that's a rite of passage. It happens to every kid, apparently.
I love that. Okay, we got one more from Lindsay Alexandra _. Who is your celebrity crush? Come on. You don't need to listen.
Blake Lively.
Okay, well, forget Blake Lively. Come on. Yep. Yeah.
Are you trying me to say you?
What? No, I wouldn't force you that way. Would never. Just if you...
Francis Ball's looking pretty good at the moment.
Has Francis Ball ever been torso of the week in heat? No.
Oh, have you?
A couple of times I have. So...
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jamie Lang.
Yeah.
That's what you're watching.
Okay, apart from that, who's Guy celebrity crush?
Oh, I don't know. Channing Tatum in Magic Mike is looking pretty good. I don't really have any celebrity crushes.
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Bradley Cooper in A Star Is Born. Yes, that's him. He looks ridiculous.
You would eat his guitar, wouldn't
you? I'd eat his guitar.
Hey, Binks, dude, you are so fabulous. I'm so happy you came on the podcast. I hope you had a fun time.
I did. I loved it. Thank you for having
me. Hey, listen, to all you listeners, if you are a mummy and you want support, go and check out Mummy Tribe. It is a really cool, really amazing kind of event. Wellness retreat that Binks puts on 4 times a year, possibly going to be doing more. Website is...
www.themummytribe.co.uk.
Go and check it out. Join up
really quickly. Oh, no, thank you for having me.
No, and go and follow Binks on social media. She posts loads of pictures of her naked. So if you want to see her naked,
you don't want to see that.
Yeah, you do. Go and check it out. Loads of butt pictures.
Yeah.
Binks, you are epic. I love you to the end. Whenever we see each other, it's like we never left. And
sign
of a good friendship. What we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Oh God.
Every time that happens, I never warn them. I warn them about everything else apart from this. Anything inspirational you can think of, tell our listeners.
Oh, that's the most horrible thing I've ever been asked to do.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, give me one, Maxie.
Max, you can't. Max is Binks' agent sitting on the side. You can't ask. Come on, Binks. What about anything to do with life? Anything to do with love? Anything spiritual? Okay. What does your mum say to you every single time?
Well, always spit, never swallow. But we've said that one already. I think probably is just follow your dreams.
I love that, man.
Go for it and have faith and always be kind, because karma's a bitch.
Yeah, you said, honey. Binks, love you, honey.
Love
See you,
you
next week, everyone. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.